اوكي وان خصم الدايش عمر شمويل يخيلنا لتكوني لكل غولة. Shmuel said, I can make all the calculations for when Rosh Chodesh should be without Edim. According to the calculations, astronomical calculations. So Omer le Abba Avuad Rav Shmeloi l'Shmuel. Yoda mar hai milse de tanya besod ha'ibur. No let kovim chatzos or no let acher chatzos. Omer le lo. Omer le nidaha lo yoda mar ikamili achrenaisid lo yoda mar. So Abba Avua of Rav Shmeloi said to Shmuel, if you think you know all the calculations of the moon, do you know what it says in Sod HaIbur? Sod HaIbur is a collection of brises that we don't have anymore that dealt with all the astronomical calculations, and it was said in a cryptic way. That's why it's called Sod HaIbur. It's not a secret, but it was kept secret from the masses by putting it in very cryptic ways in order that the Beis Din would know all these calculations, but the common person wouldn't, so he wouldn't be able to ask questions on the Beis Din, because sometimes they made the calculations and made Rosh Chodesh not according to the calculations, like we said, when they had a Torah. So the month should not be questioned by the masses. These brises were handed over in a very cryptic way, only understood by the people who are supposed to understand them. That's why it's called Sod HaIbur. So in Sod HaIbur, it says, Nolad Kodem Chatzos or Nolad Achatzos. Just hints to the fact there's a difference between when the Molad happens before Chatzos or after. We'll see if it's talking about the Molad or not. But in a few seconds, we'll see what exactly that means. And Shmuel said he didn't know what that meant. So Abba Avua, the Rabbi Shmeloi, said to him, if you didn't know, you don't know this, then there's other things you don't know also. So don't think that you could make all the calculations. Obviously, there are certain calculations you're not aware of. Rashi, Yachilna l'tkune below riyasedim. I could make all the months by calculation without having to depend on witnesses. Ki baki ani v'toldus ha'davana v'hilucha v'seder ha'mazolos, because I am a baki in all the astronomical calculations. Sod ha'ibur b'raisa shnuya b'ramazim, the b'raisa that was given over dafka in hints, in an obscure way, so it would only be known by the people who are supposed to know it. Know that kodem chatzos v'achratzos kach shonuiba. That's what it says in the b'raisa of Sod ha'ibur, that there's a difference between Nolad Kodem Chatzos and Achatzos. Didn't go into detail, just said that as a hint, a reminder for the people who knew what was talking about. The remez bi'alma hu lomar Kodem Chatzos cholok mishenolad l'Achatzos. It's only a remez to tell me that there is a difference. Didn't go into detail what the difference is. Yodamar machiluk yesh. Do you know the difference? So Shmuel said no. So he told him, Mishnah, if you don't know this, you don't know other things too. He saw the Reb Zeira Sholech Lahu, right? When Reb Zeira came to Bavel, so he saw two things that he learned in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, "He saw the Reb Zeira Sholech Lahu lechaver Rav Shem Bavel shnei dvarim shalomet kan." That he two things he learned in Eretz Yisrael. He what's it called? He taught the people in Bavel. What were they? Sorev shiya laila v'yom min hachodesh. That or min hachodesh, shaila, what that is. The night and day have to be in the same month. The zusha omar Abba Avua the Reb Shmeloi mechashven es toldoso, and this is what Abba Avua the Reb Shmeloi was hinting to when he said that nolad kodem chatzos, right? What's it called? And acher chatzos was referring to this. Mechashven es toldoso. We figure out when the moon is first seen. According to Rashi, we're not talking about the Molad, we're talking about when the moon is first visible. Nolad kodem chatzos biyadua shenira somach l'shkiyas achama. Lo nolad kodem chatzos biyadua shalom nira somach l'shkiyas achama. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina of knowing this calculation? Amravashi lachushe sade. In order to see if the witnesses are telling the truth or not. Or if we accept, we'll see. We'll see how Rashi learns. We'll see Rashi. So Rashi explains this. Tosus has a different pshat, and the Baal HaMor has a third pshat, and there's other pshatim. We're just going to mention these three, Rashi Be'ikr, we'll mention Tosfos, and then we'll mention the Baal HaMor. Rashi says like this, Hayom holich achar alayla, lios hayom min hachodesh, shia bo leil shalafonav. Right, the day goes after the night, and the new moon has to include both the daytime and the previous night. L'madnu shim niris halavona hayishona mishach hashecha. And therefore, if the old moon could be seen at night of the 29th, in other words, the night after the 29th, the night of the 30th, Yom Esrim Atisha, Shu Leil Shloshim, which is the night of the 30th, Ein Mekadshin also Yom Shloshim. Then you can't make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, because the old moon was still seen on the 30th at night, and that's part of the day of the 30th. So the 30th can't be the new moon, because the old moon was seen on part of that day, meaning into the night. Dim Tomer Pshita Dei Mekadshin. Of course you can't be Mekadshin. You won't be able to see it. If the old moon was still around the night of the 30th, you won't see the new moon for another 24 hours, which we'll get to in a second. Shari lo tira hachadosha biyom shloshim, the kaimelon esim v'arbo shoy mechasi sira, kedamrin lekamon. Right? The 24 hours, the moon disappears. It disappears, the old moon disappears, and the new moon isn't seen for 24 hours at the end of the cycle and the beginning of the cycle. The reason is that the moon is so, the sliver of light of the moon is so small at the time that it's not visible. So you can't see it. So for 24 hours, the moon is invisible. Okay? It's Rich Lamandion. Well, Rashi will explain this later, what this 24 hours is in a second. So therefore, if the old moon was seen in even the beginning of the night, of the 30th day, the night before the 30th, right, you won't see the moon on the 30th at all, because 24 hours is going to be, it's going to be just going to disappear. So even if at the last moment you saw it, it's going to take another 24 hours before you see the moon. So that means it's not going to appear on the daytime or towards sunset of the 30th that you could make that Rosh Chodesh. So anyway, you can't see it. So what's the Chiddush? It's Rikhlaman Diomra Ma'aymin Allah Eidim Al-Chodesh Shalom Nira Bisman Al-Kacho. You need it for the halacha that if you force the Eidim to say that they saw the moon, even though they didn't, like we said yesterday, sometimes there's a tzorech that we want the 30th to be Rosh Chodesh, even if the Eidim didn't see it. So we have a halacha that Atim Afilu Mezidim, that the Eidim are allowed to testify falsely. It's not false testimony. That's what the Torah said you can do. The Beis Din is allowed to make that, and they can make the Eidim say Eidus, even though they didn't see it. Right? So Vashmeinen, Dim Niris Hayishon, the Belayla in Ma'imen. But if the moon, the old moon was seen at the night of the 30th, then we don't force the Eidim to say that they saw the moon on the 30th in the daytime before sunset, because it's impossible. Shari, I call Ro Shalayla Menachodesh Shofar, because everybody saw the moon the night before. They know that it's impossible. So then we don't do this. It's Masha from Rashi that it's a Dindarabonan, because it's Marisayan. It looks terrible. Right? Others hold it's Mamasha Dindarai, so that you can't make, you have to have the, what's it called, the full night and day from the new moon, not from the old moon. Okay. Vizusha Omar Abba Abuad the Reb Shmeloi, Lifnei Shmuel, and this is exactly what Abba Avuah the Reb Shmeloi said when he gave that brisa, that there's a difference between nolad kodem chatzos and lachar chatzos. This is what he was talking about. So ani meforish lachem. I'll explain what he meant. Mechashvin is molad halavona. Nolad kodem chatzos hayom. Biyadua shenira hayom kodem shedishkachama. If the molad occurs before chatzos hayom, okay, the molad is the conjunction, I guess, when the moon and the sun line up, the what's it called, the earth lines up completely between the moon lines up completely between the sun and the earth. So then the what's it called, the moon is totally invisible. You can't see the light part of this of the moon is away from the earth. That's called the molad. That's the new moon. That's when the new month starts. You can't see it then. So as it goes farther away every day, so then what's it called? A sliver of light becomes visible. And takes 24 hours before that sliver of light is mamish visible and not, what's it called, overshadowed by the sun or over-lighted by the sun. Okay, so we know if the molad took place, what's it called, before Chatzos, then you will know that the moon will be visible before the sun sets. She'en ha'levonim iskasev ne'eretz Yisrael, she'en b'marav, because the moon is invisible to the people in Eretz Yisrael, which is in the west, right? It only is invisible for 6 hours after the molad. Okay, it's 24 hours invisible total, but it's invisible from the old moon 18 hours before the, what's it called, the molad, and 6 hours after the molad for Eretz Yisrael. The people in Eretz Yisrael, they can't see the moon for 24 hours, but it's 18 hours before the molad and 6 hours after. Okay, Rashi explains why. Since the sliver of light is so small, it's not visible on earth to the people in Eretz Yisrael for 6 hours after the molad. The moon is always seen in the southwest corner of the sky 6 hours after the, what's it called, after the molad. The Nireis Lohem, and therefore, it, since Eretz Yisrael is in the west, it's seen to the people in Eretz Yisrael 6 hours after the molad, you already could see the moon. So if the molad was before midday, you know you're going to see the moon before sunset. Lo nolad ad acher chatzos, but if the molad was after chatzos, then you know you're not going to see the moon in Eretz Yisrael before sunset, because it's going to be invisible for 6 hours, and then it's going to set. So you're not going to be able to see the new moon that day. B'yadua shelo yira hayom. You won't see the moon in Eretz Yisrael, what's it called, before sunset, and the moon in that part of the month sets right away after sunset. You won't see the moon b'chlau. She'i k'tana kol she shos, v'nelemes mi'ein kol, because for those 6 hours, it's invisible. And after those 6 hours, the moon already is going to set. L'may nafkamina l'michshav, what's the nafkamina, right? What's the calculation? Hare al-pi edim on a makadish, l'may so makadish al-pi edim. So anyway, the edim aren't going to see it. So what do you need the cheshbon for? L'chushe sadi. Im nolad acher chatzos, if we know that the molad was after chatzos hayom, okay? V'omru ra'inu ha-chadosh l'fnei shkia sachama, and witnesses come and say they saw the moon before Shkia, k'dei l'kadsho hayom, eide sheker. And we know that for sure they're eide sheker. It's impossible. So we know they're lying. So we don't accept the witnesses. Okay. Omar Rebbe Zera. Omar of Nachman. Now he's going to explain what we said before. Chof dalet shoy mechasi siyara. The moon is hidden, invisible, for 24 hours. L'didon shis me'atiko v'timnei shrei mechadeta. Right, to the people in Bavel, it disappears 6 hours before the molad and 18 hours after the molad. L'didu shis mechadeto v'tim nisrei mi'atika. And in Eretz Yisrael, just the opposite. It disappears 18 hours before the molad and only 6 hours after the molad. But a total of 24 hours, it's not visible to anyone. But that is what's called 18 hours before the molad for the people in Eretz Yisrael, and 6 hours before the molad in Chutz Laaretz, and in Bavel, and the opposite after the molad in each place respectively. The my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina of knowing that? Amravashi lachushe sadi, same thing. To say that the Edom are saying a lie. If they say they saw the moon when it was impossible to be seen. Now Rashi explains, chof dalet shoy mechasi siyara. Somech lechidusha milfonov u'me'acharov. Right, that before the new moon is seen, there's a time that for 24 hours you can't see the moon at all. He miskasim in ha'ayim mitoch kotna, because it's too small to be seen. Sheish shos lefnei chidusha, v'sheish shos la'acher chidusha, 6 hours before Bimolad, and 6 hours after, Nelemes Mikolad. Those 6 hours, nobody can see it. Okay?
12 hours.
12 hours. 6 hours before, 6 hours after. Kolim Lechein, Ulaachar Mikan, before those 6 hours and after those 6 hours, Shtemesre shows Shehiba Mizrach, Niris of Mizrach. The 12 hours before those 6 hours, you could see it in the east. You'd still see the moon in the east. Velolev Neymar of Mitokotna, but in the west you can't see it. And so the old moon you could still see for 12 hours when you won't be able to see it in Eretz Yisrael, you can see it in Bavel. But in Eretz Yisrael already you won't be able to see it. Kshiba Marav, Niris of Neymar of Lov Neymizrah. When it's in the west, you can see it in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Bavel. The Hila Olam of Nechidusha Bekerem Mizrach Yisromos. The moon is always in the southeastern part of the sky, right? It's visible to the people in the east, but not to the people in the west. Before the Molad, the old moon. The Acher Chidusha, and after the Molad, the new moon is Bekerem Arav Yisromos, is always in the southwest. If you want to know why that is, you can look in the Art Scroll or in the Masifta and explains why that is, but it is, okay. Kein ra'isi b'yisodah shor b'sadya zal. And Rashi said that's what I saw in Reb Sadya Gaon, so I'm telling you that's what I saw in Art Scroll. So if Rashi can say that, okay. Hilkach, kisha yishona miskasa b'mizrach. Maybe we should invite Alex Schutz here again to with his balls and flashlight, and he'll explain again why it's like that. Hilka kishya shona miskasa b'mizrach, ein hachadosh et nirus of nemizrach at chav talat shol. Therefore, when the old moon disappears from view, okay, to the people in Eretz Yisrael, it's 18 hours before the molad, and it won't be seen for another 6 hours after the molad, total 24 hours. When the old moon disappears from the people in Babel, which is 6 hours before the molad, it won't be seen for another 18 hours after the molad, total of 24 hours. Same thing. Eina chadosh nirus of nemizrach at chavtal shos. Shmiskasa the neymar of eina chadosh nirus lein at chavtal shos. It's always going to be a total of 24 hours that the moon's going to disappear. Except for the people in the west, which is Eretz Yisrael, they won't be able to see the moon 18 hours before the molad and 6 hours after. And the people in the east, in Bavel, they won't be able to see the moon 18 hours, what's it called, after the molad and 6 hours before. Okay. Lididon le Bavel de Kaima Mimizrach, Bavel, which is in the east, Michas Yeshisme Atik of Eliosha. The old moon disappears 6 hours before the molad. Matam it may shalavona hayishonish lifnechi dusha bekerin dromish mizrachas. Because the old moon, the old moon, it always is in the east, southeast quadrant of the sky before it, what's it called, before the molad. The roin also b'nei bovel ha-smuch l'mizrach. The people in Bovel can see the moon then. So they can see it all the way up to 6 hours before the molad. At that point it disappears because it's very, very small. The nelemes mehem mikan ve'elech mitol kotna. U'lesof she shol shol chidusha hi omenes b'kerin dromis mizrachis. Marovis. After 6 hours after the molad, the moon is already in the southwest corner of the sky. Then the people in Eretz Yisrael can see it, but the people in Bavel can't see it. And the same thing goes, another 12 hours after those 6 hours, it won't be visible in Bavel. So for 18 hours after the molad, it won't be visible in Bavel, but it'll be visible in Eretz Yisrael after 6 hours. The new moon isn't visible in Bavel for 18 hours, and the old moon is not visible for 6 hours, so total of 24 hours. After 24 hours, you can see it everywhere. Lididu, but in Eretz Yisrael, just the opposite. Shis mechadita, kamosha pirasti. Shalavisov sheis, nearest with Neymarav. Vitimneser meatika, kamosha pirasti. Shayishana vesov tachlisa la'olam b'mizrach. The choshimon esrei shos, shayishana mitol kotna lo nearest b'marav. 18 hours before the Molad, you won't be able to see the moon in Eretz Yisrael because it's in the west, it's in the east and not in the west. And therefore, for 18 hours, it's not visible in Eretz Yisrael before the Molad, but it's visible 6 hours later after the Molad, and it won't be visible for 18 hours after the Molad in Bavel, but it wasn't visible only 6 hours before the Molad.
How can it be that you do something in Bavel and Yisrael if it's only like less than an hour time difference between them?
That's what Rashi says. Okay. Lachushe Sadi, im yomru ro'inu hayishona, v'hachadosha, v'soch esim v'yarvasho, sheker idu. If they say, we saw the old moon and the new moon within 24 hours, you know that they're lying. It's impossible. You can't see the old moon and new moon within 24 hours of each other. Okay. Let's just finish the Omer, and then we'll... Omar Mar. Soroshi alayla v'yom min ha'chodesh. Right? The day and night have to be... We're going back now to the first thing we said. Both day... The way Rashi learns. Night and day have to be from the new moon. Min olam. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, me'erev ad erev. Because it says, l'gabe Pesach, abay Yom Kippur, me'erev ad erev tishbisu shabbatchem. That means when it comes to Yomim Tovim, we count the day from Erev to Erev. So in order for that day to be Rosh Chodesh, it has to include the new moon from Erev to Erev. Reish Lakish Omer, Ad Yom Ho'echad Ve'esrim L'Chodesh Bo Erev. It says by Pesach, that you keep Pesach till the 21st day of Nisan, Bo Erev. May Binaya, what's the difference? Abaya Omer Mashmos Darshim Miki Binaya. They're both saying the same thing, just to show us where you learn it from. Rava Amar Chatzos Laila Ika Binayu. The question is, what if the Molad was before Chatzos Laila? Okay, if the old moon was seen before Chatzos, but not after Chatzos, can you make that day Rosh Chodesh or not? Okay, or can you be Ma'ayim on the Edom? The Rashi learns you're not going to be able to see the moon if the old moon was there before Chatzos because it's going to disappear for 24 hours. But like Rashi said before, can you make that day Rosh Chodesh and force the Edim to say they saw it, right? Is it okay or not? So the one who learns from, what's it called, from the Erev Ad Erev, so it has to be the whole night. You couldn't see the old moon at any point in the night. And according to the one who learns from Matzah, Maisa, you only eat Matzah Rishus, that it's the same eating of Matzah till the 21st day of Nisan is Rishus. It's not the chiyuv of matzah that you have to eat the first night. The first night you have to eat matzah before chatzos. So then it says, and from that point on, you eat matzah till the 21st as rishus. So that's only talking after chatzos. So according to the Man D'Omer learns from Pesach, if the old moon was seen before chatzos, you could still make that day Rosh Chodesh, if you had to, and you could force the Edom to say they saw it, even though they obviously didn't see it, because it's impossible to see. But if you learn it from Yom Kippur, it has to be that the old moon didn't appear at all at any point in the night of the 30th day. Okay. Rashi. Ad Erev, Tishbisu, Lamadu, Shayom, Olech, Achor, Elayel, and Yomonis. We see that the day follows the night, and in order for a day to be Rosh Chodesh, the whole night and day have to be from the new moon. There can't be any old moon at any part of that night. Ad yom ho'echad eshrim ba'erev, l'madnu yitzias ha'moed ba'erev. From here we learn that the moed is over at night, meaning it started the night before. Hare sheholach hayom achra layla. Chatzos layla ika binayu, man diyolat miyom ha'kipurim holich achar tchilas ha'layla. Right, the one who learns from Yom Kippur learns that if the old moon was seen at any time the night before, you can't make that day Rosh Chodesh. Dichsiv me'erev ad erev. Doesn't depend on the beginning of the night. Depends on chatzos laila, midnight. You eat matzah as a rishus from chatzos of Leil Pesach till the 21st day. But before Chatzos, you're not eating that matzah rishos, you're eating bechil. Uvevad shalo yocha chomets. You're just not allowed to eat chomets, you don't have to eat matzah. Kiramrinim bishilai arvi psochim. The Chatzos laila rishon cholik mehem. But the first half of the night of Pesach is different. There you have to eat matzah. The nimshach im ha-pesach ha-nishchot bi-arbo-asor sha-matzah necheles im-ochova. That's a continuation of what you did Erev Pesach and Shechta the Korban Pesach. You eat that with matzah till Chatzos. Well, the didei afilu niris ha-yishona b'tchilas ha-layla, according to him, if you saw the new moon before Chatzos, in the beginning of the night of the 30th day, then you could still force the Edom to say they saw it and make that their Rosh Chodesh if you have to. If you want to keep Yom Kippur away from Shabbos by making that day Rosh Chodesh instead of the next day. Okay, so that's how what's it called the Rashi learns. This idea Tosfos learns that sheyeh laila v'yom min hachodesh. One second. Right, yaila v'chodesh means the molad, not the old moon. We see Rashi learns the story when you saw the old moon, and it's obviously you can't make Rosh Chodesh because the new moon surely won't be seen that day. But it means to force the Edom to say that they saw it. That's the shaila. Tosfos learns that it's not talking about when the moon is seen, it's talking about the molad. If the molad has to be at night, it can't be the next day. Okay? And if the molad is not the moon being seen, but the calculation of when the molad is, it doesn't include the night before, it's only in the daytime, then you don't make that the Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos says we're not noeg like that. We're noeg that you always, can always make that day Rosh Chodesh if the molad was before Chatzos, Hayom. In other words, you have 18 hours for the molad to be anytime during those 18 hours. But if the molad is after Chatzos Hayom, then for sure the moon will not be seen on what's it called, on the 30th day, because it's 6 hours in Eretz Yisrael, because 6 hours it disappears, then you don't make that day Rosh Chodesh. That's called a molad zokin. It's an old molad. And that is a time when we make Rosh Hashanah, we push it off a day. Even though Rosh Hashanah should have been, what's it called, this day, right? Molad Zokein, when the Molad is after Chatzos Hayom, then we make Rosh Hashanah the next day. It's not a usual thing. It's an unusual thing, but that's called Molad Zokein. According to the way the Gemara says, Tosfos says, you'd have to have the entire 18 hours. The Molad would have to be sometime in the night, not till Chatzos Hayom. But the minig is not like that. And that's, we all, the minig is to make Rosh Hashanah that day, even if the molad was a second before Chatzos. Once it's after Chatzos, you don't make Rosh Hashanah that day. Okay. The Baal HaMor has a completely different sheet over here. And from this Baal HaMor is where we learn what the international date line is. The Baal HaMor learns it's not talking about the people in Bavel or Eretz Yisrael, and partially because of the question Yoel asked. It's not that far away that it should make that much of a difference. The Baal HaMor says that Maariv and Mizrach means that the moon, you can't make the day Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to go into details here because I can't, but just the basic idea. You can't make, even though all the sightings are in Eretz Yisrael, you can't make Rosh Chodesh on a day where the moon wasn't seen on that day, even if the molad took place, but the moon wasn't seen on that day somewhere in the world. That's that day, the 30th day of Elul, the 30th day from Elul. Can't make Rosh Hashanah on that day, or any other month for that matter, but we'll use Rosh Hashanah as the, unless the moon was seen somewhere in the world on that day. So, Eretz Yisrael, he says like this, the day starts, 6 hours before east of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there has to be a place where the sun is rising in one place on this day, and it's 24 hours later in the place before it. In other words, the if you take a what? Yeah, I don't know if it helps. Okay.
Showing the date line.
Yeah. Okay. If the, okay, it just shows where the date line is. Okay, but the, okay, we'll get to that. But right now, there has to be a place where the what's it called, the sun goes around the earth, or the earth turns in such a way the sun goes around in 24 hours, a complete thing. Okay? So when the sun is setting in one place, it's rising somewhere else. And in one place, this day is coming to an end, and the other place, a new day is coming. So if you're exactly in the place where what's it called, the line of demarcation is, on this side, it's one day, on this side, it's the next day. So, what's it called, it's not the same date in what's it called, in two different places. And it could be, you could stand me over here, it's one date, and the next day, it's the next date. So, where is that point? You could take arbitrarily any point in the world and say that's the starting point of the day, right? The day starts in New York. Okay, that's the beginning of day. So anything anything west of New York is still the night before, right? Daytime hasn't come there. In Los Angeles, it's not going to be, well, no, west. What's it called? In Los Angeles, it's still the night before, right? When it's day, what's it called, daybreak in New York, it's 4 hours earlier in Los Angeles, it's the night before. It's not going to become daybreak in Los Angeles for another 4 hours. Okay. Well, 3 hours. No, I think it's 4 hours.
Three.
Right, so it's not going to become for 3 hours longer, what's it called there. And then, what's it called? Similarly, you keep going and going, right? Now, when the sun finally gets to Los Angeles, it's already 3 hours into the day in New York, right? When it's, and then it's daybreak in Los Angeles. Then it goes over the sea or whatever, and when it's daybreak in, Hawaii or whatever, what? Right? So then it's going to be nighttime in New York. So it's already going to be the next day in New York, right? At some point, though, the sun is going to, the day is going to change. And here, on this side, it's still going to be the night before, and here it's going to be the next day. So, where is that point? So, the Baal HaMor says that point is 6 hours east of Yerushalayim. Okay? That means that, what's it called, that the day starts 6 hours east of Yerushalayim, 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim is beginning of day, and 18 hours what's it called, west of Yerushalayim, is what's it called, is the end of the day in that place, when it's becoming, right, it's end of the day before. So when the sun comes up in Yerushalayim, 18 hours is the end of the previous day towards the west. So if the moon will be seen in Yerushalayim, okay, if the moon, what's it called, you want to make Rosh Chodesh, when, what's it called, when it's the 30th day in Yerushalayim, you have 18 hours after that for the moon to be seen somewhere in the world and still be considered the 30th day. So that's what it goes by. If it's somewhere in the world, which means 18 hours after Yerushalayim, it's still the 30th day, and the moon could be seen, even though it wasn't seen at all in Yerushalayim on the 30th day, that's good enough. So you're basically at those 18 hours. That was the Chazon Ish Shita, like this Baal HaMor. That's why he wrote a Kuntres Yud Ches Shos, that the date line is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, which is 270 degrees west of Yerushalayim. Okay, that is the date line. And that's the line of demarcation. According to the Chazon Ish's date line, it comes right in the middle of Australia. And what's it called? And China is on the other side of the date line. So when they were in China, right, they had to keep a different day of Shabbos because it wasn't the same day. So the Chazon Ish paskin for them that they had to keep a different day of Shabbos than it was on the other side of the date line. According to the other opinions, the date line goes right through Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim basically is, no, the Yerushalayim is midpoint. So it's 12 hours to each side, not 18 hours. If that's the case, then the date line goes, what's it called, in the middle of the ocean. And, right, Australia and everything is what's it called, is is over that line, right? It's a right. So the Maisa, what's it called? That's a Shaila. Whether it's 180 degrees either side of Yerushalayim, right? In other words, what's it called? 12 hours to each side, and Yerushalayim's in the middle, or it's Yerushalayim is what's it called? 90 degrees on one side and 207 degrees on the other side of the date line. And the Chazon Ish, however, says that it will come out of Munda thing if it, you the date line goes through, according to the other date line, it goes mamish through the sea. So you can't have one place where one guy on one side of the street is this day of the week and the guy on the other side of the street is another day of the week. So Chazon Ish says that you have to, what's it called, make it that even if it goes through dry land, the date doesn't change, you move the line to the sea. So if somebody's on the seashore in Australia, right, or New Zealand, it could be one day, and if he's in the water, it's a different day. That's why I tell you, if you go to, what's it called, New Zealand or whatever, you shouldn't go into the water on Shabbos because you're changing days. If you stay on the dry land, even according to Chazon Ish, even though the line really goes through dry land, but you, what's it called, make it as if it zigzags and the previous day is anywhere there's dry land and the next day starts in the sea. Even though if you drew a straight line, it wouldn't be like that.